hyperlocal gov camp, Walsall, with Kate Hughes from Wolverhampton
Homes.
Kate's doing a lot of really interesting stuff around open data. Would you just tell me a bit about that, Kate?
Yeah. Well, I would actually say that we're not doing it any kind of coherent way at the moment. We are certainly aware of, I suppose you could say, the movement of open data, and we're aware of the importance of it. And certain things we have been publishing on our website to try and get more information out there, things like our salaries. We now publish the bands of our salaries and how many people in each group earn what, so anybody can go on and look at any time about that. And we're trying to think of ways that we can publish other information as well, particularly information about our tenants or about where our stock is, where our shops are. But it's still very much at early stages and it's still all really being thought about, I would say, at the moment. I think it is quite an exciting prospect, particularly for organisations that are based geographically, so we're just in one city, the same way as a council would be just in one county or city or district, because there's so much data that's linked to location that there's a lot of exciting prospects around that. But I think it's always about trying to convince people within the organisation that it's worth putting that information out there, that the risk to reputational damage if you don't put it out there is greater than if you do. So that's my next challenge to get on with, persuading people.
So what is the argument then? Apart from the reputational damage, what are the benefits of doing what you've been doing?
Well, I think there's benefits to the local community, even if they don't live in our homes, because they can, for example, track, say, if we put on all the antisocial behaviour cases that we're working on, they could go on and look at their area, and that would be of interest to them, even if they didn't live in one of our homes. You know, things like about where we have our homes, you can look at areas that have less social housing and then you can make a judgment about, you know, the area or whether you want to live there, that kind of thing. So I think very basic stuff can be useful to people, but it's just about getting that information out there. But I think what today has done has given me a bit of confidence in the fact that you just get it out there in any form. It doesn't have to be perfect or in a certain format or anything like that. It's worth something just putting it out there, and even if nobody reads it, it's out there and you can, you know, it's there for people to look at if they want to, and then if people do start asking for it in another way, we can look at whether we can do that. For example, Freedom of Information Act requests, we get a lot of these, and we get them about all kinds of random stuff, so like how many petitions we have or, you know, just all kinds of things. About, we had a lot recently about tower blocks and fire safety measures that we'd taken in tower blocks. And today made me think, why haven't we published all those online? We should publish those because other people might be interested in them as well. And actually what we did with those was we just sent the Excel spreadsheet to the journalists because it would have taken a long time to put it in a Word document. So we just sent them the raw data and they were happy with that. So that's what we did. So yeah, I think that's what I've got out of today. Most of all, the confidence to just get it out there, whatever.
Okay. Thank you very much.